Welcome, great friends, to July 20th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo.
And one of the reasons why I do this show is because sometimes bad things happen in history. So we learn it, so we don't let those bad things happen again.
But we'll begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. So let's everybody stand up, put our right hand over our hearts, and face the flags, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen, brothers and sisters. So now on today's show, Armstrong takes a giant step, the Viking 1 goes to Mars,
and the Eisner Awards commence. Happy Comic-Con, everybody.
All right, so now let's get started.
1969, Neil Armstrong takes a giant leap. Specifically, a 240,000-mile leap for mankind. And we all know what that means. Conspiracy theory time, everybody. I love a good conspiracy theory. They're the main points of my entertainment. Not only do I find them fascinating, I find them often hilarious. Especially the Flat Earth Society's version of the story of how it didn't happen simply because it's easier for Walt Disney to fake the landing than actually go there. Okay, because 400,000 people who worked on the mission for 10 years were lying to us, plus the 12 men who actually walked on the moon, plus the 6 others that were on the mission. Even the Russians couldn't make this stuff up. And I love these arguments. Well, then why is the flag fluttering when there's no air on the moon? Because it's fastened to an upside-down L-shaped rod, so you can see it better. Well, then why are there footprints all over the place beyond where the astronauts would have walked? Because moon dust hasn't been weathered like here on Earth. So in its vacuum, the dust holds together and looks like wet sand. Look, we don't have time for this. On and on it goes, and it appears that the Flat Earth Society should do less thinking and more learning. I'd start with the show Mythbusters, who've already debunked all this fake moon landing nonsense. For 40 years, the American flag has been proudly sitting there. I know it's not standing, it's blown over throughout the years. Whether it's standing or sitting, the point is the flag is still there. After all these years. And there, the American flag will stay. In space, much like the conspiracy theories, that for some reason would have to accommodate how it got there. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, everybody. The Apollo 11, Neil Armstrong and his crew, like a boss! And speaking of NASA greatness, 1976, the Americans go a little bit further, just 7 years to the day. The Viking 1 becomes the first spacecraft to make a successful landing on Mars and held that record for being the longest there, 2,307 Earth days, a record that wasn't broken until May 19, 2010, when the Opportunity rover landed. 1993, Vince Foster is found dead at Fort Marcy Park near the outskirts of Washington, D.C. Was it murder or suicide? Let me rewind. After Bill Clinton became president in 1992, allegations began to surface that the president and the first lady were involved in some failed business adventures in the Whitewater Development Corporation, which was connected to a failed savings and loan bank owned by Jim and Susan McDougal. This branched out into Whitewater, which was the first big scandal that President Clinton would have to deal with. Vince Foster, from Little Rock, Arkansas, who was a fellow law partner and friend of Hillary Clinton's, joined the First Lady at the White House as deputy counsel. But, according to the Washington Post, Foster had a tough time transitioning into Washington, leaving his wife and son behind. He had little experience in politics and, as such, had a hard time in his role at giving background checks to Clinton nominees during the transition. In particular, he was of no use at all to the failed nomination of Zoe Baird, who withdrew her nomination for Attorney General due to Nannygate, which dealt with Baird's hiring of illegal immigrants and failure to pay taxes for 15 years. From there, he tried to unravel Whitewater's fraudulent tax returns and savings and loan scandals, and he just wasn't doing a good enough job. In fact, Foster couldn't even protect the First Lady from excessive White House decoration spending. Then came another Clinton scandal, Travelgate, which Foster had to explain why 7 staff members from the White House travel office may or may not have been fired after financial mismanagement and waste, which were charges that never held up. From there, his failures continued, and with it, clinical depression. Which brings us to this date in 1993, and why Vince Foster went to his local park to commit suicide. A gunshot from a .38, may or may not have been his father's, to his head. Foul play seemed to be involved when another gunshot wound was found by the paramedic, which he would describe as a small caliber bullet hole. Why, how talented Vince Foster must have been to pull those triggers in his head at the same time. But after an autopsy and investigation, White House Independent Counsel Kenneth Starr ruled it a suicide, and the conspiracy spun out of control faster than an Ebola outbreak. Crime reporter Dan Moldea wrote the book Washington Tragedy: How the Death of Vince Foster Ignited a Political Firestorm. David Brock wrote his share of scandalous articles for the Washington Post, and Christopher Ruddy for the New York Post would dedicate years of his career trying to get to the bottom of Foster's death. The accusations of scandal never left the Clintons. In June 2017, Representative Pete Olson stated that Bill Clinton spoke of the murder of Foster as he confronted then-Attorney General Loretta Lynch at a tarmac on an Arizona airport during the 2016 election season. 1988, the Eisner Awards commence. Excelsior! It's happening in San Diego, and if anyone wants to rent out my garage, the current rate is $1,000 per night. My garage contains a car, well, not just a car, a 1978 Mercedes-Benz 450, as well as a single bed, some blankets, and a pillow, and you can even use the guest bathroom inside the house. My kitchen's off limits, and please don't put your belongings on my vehicle. Will Eisner, born in 1917, died in 2005, was the pioneer of American cartoons from the day, starting with The Spirit, which ran for 12 years starting in 1940. In his 1978 work, A Contract with God, Eisner coined the term graphic novel. Every year, the Eisner Awards are given for a huge variety of categories, including Best Graphic Album and Best Humor and Best blah blah blah. Look, nerds, if you have an extra $500, I'll even put a partition in the garage so you won't even have to deal with my car. How's that? Anyway, if interested, you know how to reach me. And as Dan the Man would say, nuff said. And so that's going to wrap it up, my friends, for July 20th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, and let me know what you thought about today's program on the comment board. For instance, what about that moon's first landing? How many more conspiracies can you throw in there? Because I could listen to those all day long. What about those Eisner Awards? Yes, a Comic-Con happened recently in San Diego again in 2019. As always, epic. The Star Wars and Terminators on Thursday night. Tom Cruise showing up to announce Top Gun reboot. An all-day panel with Marvel and the next phase for the MCU. Batman becoming inducted to the new Comic Book Hall of Fame. And nerds from 183 countries around the world showed up. Yes, it was Geekville at the Gas Lamp. Happy summer, everybody. You can also take a shot at some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on there. Now, be sure to check out tomorrow's episode. I'll talk about the first Battle of Bull Run, the incredible Ocean Hearts rowing team, speaking of superheroes, and Ernest Hemingway. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. So until then, thanks for being great patriotic Americans, and thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.